it only lasts 60 minutes, but it reaches more than 170 countries around the world. I'm talking about Earth Hour, and it's coming up on Saturday, the 19th of March. People all around the globe will turn off their lights for an hour in a stand against climate change. But it's coming into its 10th year, and people are asking a lot of questions. Is 60 minutes long enough? How come my neighbours didn't turn off their lights? Why has that building got all its lights on? Well, one building that is switching off for Earth Hour is the UTS Haberfield Rowing Club, who are hosting a candlelit dinner. I caught up with the general manager of the club, Damien Phelps.
Basically, we're going to turn all of our lights off to the maximum that we possibly can, still operating the club in a safe and operable manner. We will be receiving special candles from Asheville Council that will go out onto all the tables that where we have set up for our clients for the evening. Weather permitting, of course, we're going to set up as many people as we can out on the deck of the club. We are organising a sustainable dinner for the evening. We're focusing on organic food and beverages, and with a main of ethically farmed salmon from Tasmania.
As well as the food, the club wants to showcase a number of its sustainable features on the night,
even including a rainwater tank that's built into the club for the washing of the athletes' boats to conserve water. We use a naturalised ventilation system to maximise general weather. And then it is boosted by a sustainable air conditioning system that uses the facilities that we have to cool the air down.
For Damien, it's more than a 60-minute lights out, and they're hoping people who come can take something from that.
By doing an event like this, we could actually not trap people, but make other people aware that aren't already aware of what's going on. And having what we're offering and having such a beautiful presentation of what we are offering and making it a real highlight of the evening, then it will make them see that this is possible and it is a viable scheme, and it is something that it will raise awareness going forward for the Earth Hour opportunity.
Damien Phelps, General Manager of the UTS Haberfield Rowing Club. For the most part, people are switched on about switching off. In 2014, more than 7 million people turned off their lights during Earth Hour in Australia alone. That's nearly a third of the population. But that doesn't mean we've found a solution. Here's Sam Webb, manager of Earth Hour Australia.
To me, Earth Hour is really important because while there is a whole lot of great work going on in the environmental movement and around climate change in particular, Earth Hour is unique in it has such broad reach and such broad appeal. It talks to everyday Australians from all walks of life, people who wouldn't normally consider themselves to be greenies or environmentalists. And, you know, maybe they're not going to come to a protest or even sign a petition. They have sort of different lives, that kind of thing. But they participate in Earth Hour. And for that, you know, 1 hour or 1 day a year, it's a time for everyone to stop and think about climate change and how it is affecting our lives. And for me, Earth Hour is a really strong way to talk to, you know, different types of people about an issue which affects everyone.
There are many who are thinking of ways to reduce their energy output outside the Earth Hour 60 minutes. More and more people are moving off the grid, environmental groups are pushing for renewable energy solutions, and businesses are figuring out ways to make themselves more energy efficient. So with so many thinking outside the electricity box, is Earth Hour still relevant? Here's David Waller from the UTS Business School.
Earth Hour is still a symbol, and it's relevant as a symbol to remind us. What it actually does, I know that there's criticism saying that people turning off lights for that amount of time is irrelevant, but it's still the symbol of stopping, thinking, recognising that the environment's important. And seeing that Earth Hour has even changed its logo to be 60 plus, it's saying it's more than the 60 minutes. But that 60 minutes is still an important symbol. And it's now up to Earth Hour to really push that so it'll be on top of people's mind.
And with something like climate change constantly flushing in and out of the media, it's important to find ways to keep people engaged.
Definitely there is a compassion fatigue that you can get a wear out of so many different types of messages. But with certain people, it might be what's relevant to them at the time. coal seam gas is a really important issue for people on the North Coast. So they would see that as being more important. Those that live in North Queensland are very concerned about the Great Barrier Reef. There might be some that might be interested in whales and whale migration. Again, it's related to climate change, but there might be particular things that people become interested in depending on their geography.
But as David says, it also speaks to the bigger players at hand here and their attitude towards climate change.
There's been involvement not just of individuals and individual households, but of community, getting community groups together, but getting corporate businesses, getting iconic buildings to have their lights turned off. You'd think for the big businesses, it's saving them money, but it's also getting everyone within the organisation to know that their company actually thinks about the environment. They're doing something good, and it's part of spreading goodwill within the organisation, but also outside the organisation. So you think that a lot of companies should be on board with this.
David Waller, Senior Lecturer in the UTS Business School. For Sam Webb from Earth Hour, it's now about thinking for the future. I asked her where she hoped we would be for Earth Hour's 20th birthday.
I would love to see, in 10 years' time, a complete reinvention of the way we use energy, and I think that would be a fantastic thing. However, with action on climate change, this is never going to be an issue which we can kind of fix quickly and forget about. We do have individuals taking action. We do have this strong desire within the community to act on climate change. And we're sadly not seeing strong enough leadership from our government. So, you know, we had a really great piece of news from Paris in December last year with the new global climate change agreement. And now we just need to see Australian leaders really taking that on board and putting strong policies in place to transition us away from dirty fossil fuels like coal and oil and gas and transition Australia onto clean, renewable energy.
And for their 10th year, Earth Hour are asking one person in particular to turn off their lights.
This year we'll be asking our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, to see if he's going to switch off his lights for Earth Hour. So we know he said some good things in the past about wanting to act on climate change, but since he's come into power, we really haven't seen anything very different from what we were seeing before. So hopefully we'll bring it to his attention, get Mr. Turnbull to switch off for Earth Hour as a sign that he is committed to transitioning Australia to clean, renewable energy.